When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's actually such loser behavior. That's ugly loser behavior.
I know, but apparently it's going to be so beefy. Also, I found out something that's happening, but I can't tell the audience.
Yeah. Wait, when?
Well, Burnley. Wait, let me see again.
Hi guys, welcome back to As Seen In.
Hello everyone, welcome back.
I'm Tati.
I'm Katie.
We talk about all things film, TV, music, entertainment. So if that's a bit of you, stick around. You know the vibes.
Yes, we're wearing the same clothes as last week.
Yep.
That's because it's 2 minutes later. what are we doing today? This is quite a sporadic one. There's no like specific agenda.
I feel like I've got nothing.
Nothing. I was on the train and I was like, oh.
But do you know what I thought we could do that we have not done in a minute?
Don't say Guess the Song.
No, not Guess the Song. I know how much you hate
Guess the Song. I hate Guess the Song.
I don't know why you hate it.
Because I'm bad at it. That's literally the reason.
That's probably why I love it so much, because I'm so good at it.
I fucking hate Guess the Song.
Are you one of those... I'm one of those people where I'm like, I only enjoy things that I'm good at.
Yeah. What do you mean? I've just proved your hypothesis to be correct.
Oh, I just got lightheaded there.
Oh, God. Don't have too much fun.
I thought we'd do a quiz.
I love that.
I thought we'd do... Should we do another BuzzFeed quiz?
A Buzz...
That's, you know, not to Tom Holland.
What did you say?
BuzzFeed quiz.
Yeah, but he said it wrong.
Yeah, that's... I'm saying it wrong too. It's BuzzFeed.
What did you just say?
I thought I said BuzzQuid Fizz.
No, you didn't.
Okay, well, I meant...
So you just said it like 5 times right, I think. Although watch me on the recording be wrong. I feel like I had a little...
I meant to say, so we're doing BuzzFeed quizzes, basically. And I thought, yeah, let's just do... I mean, we did Marvel one time and it was really bad.
We were so awful at that. We did a Christmas one, we were bad at that. We did a horror one, we were bad at that. So, are you giving me something we're going to be good at?
I mean, we could do Disney. We could do Disney. We could do Harry Potter. We could do Marvel. But we could also do Friends.
We've done a Friends one before, girl. And I beat you and you were really upset because I don't care about Friends the way you care about Friends.
Okay.
So let's not do that. For the sake of our friendship. It's that serious.
Okay, let's do...
We could try Disney. I don't feel like I'm going to be that good because I'm quite behind on a lot of the like classics. Did you see that thing the other day? And it was like... I think it's one of those like TikToks you can stitch. And it was like, what characters would be friends, but from like different, like who would be friends in one universe? Do you know what I mean? So it was like, oh, this from this show would be really good friends with this this show. And I was thinking about it and I was like, this is such a good question because like you could really pair people up really well.
I feel like, that is actually quite good.
Like I always thought in my head that Jade and Kat, so Jade from Victorious and no, not Kat. And Sam from iCarly would be friends. Oh, yeah. But in my head, they did do a crossover.
Yeah, they did.
So they must have interacted.
Yeah, they did.
And I also saw another thing recently, and it was like, Jade and Kat are like the epitome of all talk. And then like, Sam has been like banned from like 47 states.
Yeah.
Like, Jade, come on. What did she ever actually do? She was all talk.
She do be all talk.
Sam was like...
Sam had her butter sock and...
the butter sock.
Yeah.
That One Direction episode of iCarly.
They were going overtime with their press.
Oh my God. Michelle Obama was in iCarly.
Yeah. Iconic.
What was that
Nickelodeon
about?
Had budget, for sure.
Yeah, this is what confuses me because it wasn't even Disney. That like, that's... I don't know. Mm. Also, have you seen that there's a Dan Schneider documentary coming out? I can't wait.
Of like how creepy he was?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well,
what a loser.
Yeah, but I want to know everything.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And like people are like coming forward in it.
Ugh.
And saying like we couldn't talk because of our contracts and stuff.
Why is he such a loser?
I don't know.
That's actually such loser behavior. Yeah. That's ugly loser behavior.
I know, but apparently it's going to be so beefy.
Yeah, that's good that they're able to make a documentary and like get some justice.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready for this quiz?
Yeah, I'm ready for the quiz.
What was Mickey Mouse originally called?
Mickey Mouse, surely.
No, so there's Keith Mouse.
Keith Mouse.
Yeah, Keith Mouse, Martin Mouse, Mortimer Mouse, or Michael Mouse.
Surely it's got to be one of the M's. You're not telling me he was called Keith Mouse.
I would guess Michael Mouse
or whatever the other.
How do I know if it's right or wrong?
Maybe at the end.
That's not fun.
But I am.
I want instant gratification.
Yeah, I know. Keith Mouse is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Honestly, who was Bambi's rabbit pal? Peter, Thumper, Fiver, or Rick?
Thumper.
Thumper for sure.
I really want a rabbit called Thumper. That'd be so cute.
Who was Snow White's enemy? The Evil Queen, Maleficent, Cruella de Vil, or Scar?
The Evil Queen, no? Because the others are from other... Maleficent's from Sleeping Beauty.
Okay.
And what was the other one?
Cruella de Vil and Scar.
Well, she's from 101 Dalmatians, so that's not a crossover.
Oh, yeah, and Scar is Lion King, yeah. To be fair.
So what did we say? Evil Queen.
Evil Queen. Yeah. What was the name of the man who created Pinocchio? Oh, I know this.
Do you? Yeah. Give me the options.
Lionel, Paul, Geppetto, Rusty.
Geppetto. I don't know. Was that even an option?
Geppetto, yeah.
Is that right?
Geppetti.
Geppetti, yeah. I was like, that's right.
I don't know if we... I think we're getting all of these right.
Really? You
know? Yeah.
It's a first.
I actually
we won't know
till
the end, but...
I don't know. How do we know if the... I mean, we'll see. The boy is friends with a dragon. What is his name? Ronaldo, Pete, Edward, Stormzy.
Pete's Dragon, no?
Pete's Dragon?
You never heard of Pete's Dragon?
Never, okay.
I think it's Pete. Oh my God, what if we're actually going to get a clean sweep?
We might. Who sang the song Under the Sea in the film The Little Mermaid?
Under the Sea.
Dory, Pascal, Nemo, Sebastian. Yeah. Sebastian, of course.
Is it offensive if I sing it in the accent?
Maybe.
Because like that is how he sings it, but like what else... Am I going to be like, under the sea?
I don't know.
How do I tackle that?
I don't know.
That?
Something about it.
Like, I don't want to be there doing an accent, but what am I...
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe because it's the... I don't know. Because I did see some TikToks of people, especially after like the Bob Marley thing, being like, guys, don't start doing like Jamaican accents to imitate Bob Marley. So I feel like it's not something we should do.
How do I sing along? I'm actually genuinely asking.
Just under the sea.
Under the sea.
Yeah.
Down where it's wetter. Like, I just don't... I don't know. Yeah, maybe I just won't sing it.
Because something about the accent does feel very...
I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Where does Aladdin take place? Agrabah, Cairo, Mosul, Esfahan.
I don't know. Maybe the first one.
Esfahan. Sorry.
Oh, it's right.
Agrabah, what? I'd say. Yeah. Down in a... No. I'm thinking of, you know, the songs.
Yeah. I can't remember.
What's the name of Simba's dad in The Lion King? Mufasa, Timon, Pumbaa, Nala.
I don't know. Nala? No, that's the baby. Mufasa?
Yeah,
no,
Mufasa.
Okay, I don't... Nala. As we know, I've not seen it.
Yeah.
Is Nala the baby one?
She's the baby girl tiger.
That's so cute.
Lion.
I thought Nala this whole time was a boy.
No, Nala's
oh,
Nala's
that's
a girl.
Really cute.
Nala's a girl. Really cute. They fall in love. I can see what's happening. Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Yeah. The lions, well, they don't really fall in love, but like there's a bait.
Her and who?
Simba.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cute.
It's like a mini love story with the baby lions.
Love that.
Where was the film Pocahontas set? Dundee, Montreal. Now, this name is going to cause me some trouble. I'm going to let you say,
fuck off. Let me see. Senacoma. Or Burnley. Wait, let me see again. Pocahontas. Let me see the options. I don't think it was any of the others, so maybe we should say the third one.
Senacoma.
Dundee, is that Australia or Scotland? Because Crocodile Dundee, I swear, is Australian, yet Dundee I know is in Scotland.
I think Dundee's in Scotland. Dundee.
And then the second one was...
Montreal, which is Canada.
Canada. I don't feel like Pocahontas was from Canada. I've not seen this film probably since it came out.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah, Pocahontas is not Canadian.
It's no. And it's not Australian or Scottish. And it's
or Burnley. No, it's not Scottish.
It's like... Something else. I thought it was like... Of some sort of Asian culture.
I think...
Or was that... Oh, no,
Native American, maybe.
Oh, well, that changed things. I was thinking of Mulan. Wait, which one's Pocahontas? Oh, she's a little girl. Oh, well, God, I don't know. That was very Princess Diana of me.
It reminds me of... Have you seen that TikTok account of that guy who goes to, like, Guildford and all these, like, posh...
Yeah. I just heard Guildford and posh.
Like, and it's, like, this guy, yeah. And it's, like, a guy...
He goes, what's the most Tory thing about Beatersfield or Hazelmere?
Like, he's carrying a Waitrose bag. Yeah. Like,
he's wearing a hunting outfit, and he's like, it's a dude new.
Yeah.
And then there's another one in Windsor, and it's like, what's the poshest thing about Windsor? And he's like... I was like, well, that is the poshest thing about Windsor. There you go, mate.
I love how they lack self-awareness in
the. And there was the guy that was like, he was like, I actually do mix with the Slough.
So, yeah,
I do. I quite like the Slough
people. I was like, and he was like, oh, would you like? Do you hang out? He was like, oh, let's not go too far.
Yeah, he was like, do you mix? Just go too far. Would you ever move there? Well, yeah. You are so real. Oh. Yeah, I did unleash my princess die. Also, where's Kate? No, genuinely.
Hopefully by the time this is out, we've
found her. That's the thing, because this is going to be a couple of weeks.
Okay, before Woody and the gang in Toy Story, mm-hmm. Where was Buzz Lightyear stationed? The moon, Gamma Quadrant of Sector 4, Alpha Centauri, Cardiff.
Who's written these? Because you're already eliminating one from every bloody...
I know, it's so dumb.
Okay, say the other three again.
The moon, Gamma Quadrant of Sector 4, and Alpha Centauri.
Centauri? I really don't know.
I'm going to guess the moon. I would have said that too, but then
he finds out he's a toy.
Yeah, but he could have been on a toy moon, right?
Yeah.
Space moon.
I know that makes sense.
Because what is Gamma Quadrant of Sector 4?
What's Alpha Venturi or whatever you said? Volturi.
Alpha Centauri. Yeah, it's giving Volturi.
Buzz Lightyear in the Volturi.
I don't know.
Guess. You take it away.
I'm going to go Gamma Quadrant then. Okay. How many Toy Story films are there in total? 2, 4, 1, 6.
4, but isn't there another one coming out?
What? Really? Well,
also, I found out something that's happening, but I can't tell the audience. Yeah.
Wait, when? When?
I've got it on my phone, actually, because someone told me yesterday.
What?
I know. And I don't know. I know.
Guys.
It's all a bit much. It really is.
No way.
Yeah, I know. I found this out last night.
Who? How? That when? Is, when?
I'm just looking now. At. So that's like.
Really?
Yeah. And.
Oh my gosh, the NDA's on that.
No, I know. And. Oh. Starts prepping March. But that'll be like a later in the year thing.
March.
Prep will be March. Yeah, as in like they're starting
this year.
And I googled it on the train because I was like, what if people know? And there's like big rumors, but nothing. There's no official statement yet, so I can't really.
Incredible scenes.
I know. I really want to get on it. How can't?
As
it?
You should.
I know.
Okay. Premiere for sure. Okay. How many Toy Story? We'll go with 4.
Oh yeah.
Who invented Flubber in the film of the same name? What is Flubber?
What's Flubber?
Albert Einstein, Professor Philip Brainard, Professor Von Screwtop. Or Nemo.
Von Screwtop! Or what?
Nemo.
Well.
I hate these sorts of quizzes where they will just throw in a
make it at least like.
It's fine. Okay. It makes it easier for us.
I'm going to say Dr. Screwtop.
Yeah,
right?
Me too. I was leaning towards Screwtop.
Okay.
But almost done, to be fair.
Yeah.
What's the name of the ancient prone. I'm going to start that again. What's the name of the accident prone ant in A Bug's Life? John Sid, Flick, or Harley?
Flick. It just sounds familiar.
Yeah. What is the sequel to the 1996 version of 101 Dalmatians called? Even more Dalmatians. 101 Dalmatians, we're going to need a bigger kennel.
Oh my God.
102 Dalmatians. Dalmatians, we've lost count.
It's 102, right? 102.
I think it's 102. In Monsters, Inc., what do Mike and Sullivan collect in order to power the city?
No.
What did you say?
I said salt. Oh, no, that's a code for something. Okay, carry on.
Recycled paper, children's screams.
Yeah, that one.
Coal or nuclear stuff.
Yeah, the children's screams.
Children's screams.
What was the sock? Oh, that's a code for, like, something's gone wrong, right? It's like, the white sock.
I don't remember.
So sorry about that.
It's okay. What is the name of the gigantic Australian shark in Finding Nemo? Bruce, Shane, Jason, Tim.
Bruce. It's familiar.
Bruce seems very familiar.
Yeah.
In The Incredibles, where do the Parr family live? L.A., New York, Munisburg, okay. Or Seattle?
Ooh, it could be any of the cities, right?
Yeah,
New York.
For some reason, I'm leaning towards Seattle, but maybe. New York is also
believable. Oh, what does he freeze? You know when he's like freezing everything? What?
Frozone guy.
Yeah, but like where? Because that's in the city bit. I don't remember though. Let's do Seattle. Why not?
Okay,
it's one of the big cities.
What color is McQueen in cars? Red, blue, black, or white?
Red.
Oh no. Yeah, this is how I know. I accidentally pressed blue, and it's not letting me change to red. So, yeah.
Okay.
So I guess we could have been getting things wrong.
Yeah, we definitely could have.
Cool.
Yeah.
You guys listening, playing along, might be shouting at us through.
Yeah.
Sorry,
we've been so confident.
So confident.
So embarrassed.
What was the first Star Wars film made by Disney?
Star Wars? Oh, made by Disney. See, that I don't know.
It's either Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, Star Wars The Force Awakens, Rogue One, or Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Okay, here we go. Last night someone was trying to explain Star Wars to me. The only thing I know is that after the initial three, they went and did prequels, but then they've renamed them one to... Okay, I don't know. I don't know when Disney did it. I would say maybe Rogue One, but that could be so
wrong.
Is
Rogue One an actual Star Wars movie?
Yeah, but it could be as early as... Did you say four?
Yeah.
I don't know. It could be as early as that. But I feel like Disney and Star Wars didn't start their little partnership until later.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
So maybe it wasn't four.
What about The Last Jedi? Was that too recent? I don't know. I'm so far removed from like the Star Wars.
Yeah,
universe.
I'm awful.
Let's
do...
Rogue One?
Yeah, I'll do Rogue. Why not? But I don't know. It could be four. I don't know.
Last one.
Whoa! If this sounds slightly different, that is because we are re-recording our stem. Hello, we're midway through the episode. This is Tati and Katie checking in.
Sorry to interrupt the broadcast, but we just wanted to let you know, if you are watching this episode, please leave us a rating over on audio platforms.
Yeah, and if you're on audio platforms and you want to see us or any of the things we're talking about that we might be showing on camera, we do film, so check us out on YouTube, and our shorts are on TikTok and Instagram.
And if you haven't already, definitely make sure you follow us over on socials because we post so much. We ask you guys to send in some questions for Q&As and much more.
Much, much more.
Anyway, back to the episode. What's the name of the old man in Up? Carl Fredrickson, Doug Fredrickson, Ken Fredrickson, or Fred Fredrickson?
Carl? Or is that the kid?
There's no... Carl. I don't know. I haven't
seen
Up.
What was the second one? What?
Yeah, I know.
What?
I know. I was dreading saying that, but it just slipped out.
What?
Yeah, I know. I saw a clip and genuinely I could not bring myself to watch it.
It's so sad.
Because of, yeah,
oh,
I saw,
my God, I cried.
I saw one of the scenes and I was like,
oh my God,
this will rip my heart out.
And you've been sending me a lot of TikToks of old people recently.
Yeah, so I can't do it.
Maybe you have to. No, you do have to because I had to.
It's going to break me.
It broke me in every single way. And then when I went to see Elemental at the secret screening last year, they played this like short film that they'd made of like Carl, like an updated version of him and the dog, and I was like, why have you pulled up my heartstrings like that?
That's too much.
Wait, read them again. Carl,
Doug, Ken, or Fred Fredrickson?
I think Doug's the dog.
Okay.
I think it's Carl, but then the Carl could be the boy. Okay, okay. Go Carl.
Okay, so I'll start from the top.
Oh my God, can you tell if you've got them right or wrong?
Yeah, I know. And we've actually done all right.
Okay.
So it was Michael Mouse.
We got it right.
For some reason, I put Mortimer. No, sorry. It wasn't Michael Mouse. It was Mortimer Mouse. Yep. Bambi's pet rabbit was called Thumper.
Okay.
Snow White's enemy was the Evil Queen.
Okay.
The man who created Pinocchio was Geppetto.
Geppetti.
The boy is friends with the dragon. His name was Pete.
Yeah.
Sebastian did sing Under the Sea.
Yeah.
Aladdin took place in Agrabah.
Well done.
The name of Simba's dad was Mufasa.
Right.
Pocahontas was set in Senecomica. Nice. Buzz Lightyear was stationed in Gamma Quadrant
of
Segway
4. Well done, everyone!
Yeah. Toy Story films are number 4.
Yeah.
It was the Flubber guy was Philip Brainard. But we were close with getting a professor.
Yeah, right.
With a professor.
Yeah.
Flick was the name of the accident prone ant.
Really good.
102 Dalmatians was the sequel.
Yeah.
Monsters, Inc., they did collect children's screams.
Yeah.
The shark in Finding Nemo was Bruce.
Yeah.
Ah, The Incredibles.
The Incredibles.
It was set in Munisburg.
Oh. I don't even feel bad because that wouldn't have been my last guess.
Yeah. Lightning McQueen is red.
Yeah.
And it was Star Wars The Force Awakens for the first Disney film made by Star Wars.
Yeah, I couldn't have even... Is that not episode 4?
No, not episode 4. And last, Carl Fredrickson is the old man from Up.
Oh my God, we actually did so unbelievably well.
So well.
So well today.
So well. I'm really, really happy for us.
Oh my God, we're amazing.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a quiz. I thought what else we could do to round off the episode is to talk about some upcoming releases.
I was thinking that, yeah.
The only one that I've got like in my mind is The Idea of You, which is
Anne Hathaway.
Nicholas Galitzine is like a modern day Zac Efron.
I love him. He's I don't know what it is I like about him either. I just think he's... It's because I also heard from everyone that's worked with him that he's really nice. And it just makes me respect you so much more.
He's British as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think it is like a British thing. To just be polite and nice.
Yeah, I need to watch... Mary and George. Why you don't have a stupid Sky? Love
it's
you, Sky.
On,
love you, Sky. I never said you were stupid. Give me everything.
It's on another streaming platform.
Yeah, Now TV, but I don't pay for that.
No, yeah. I just do like free trials for Now TV sometimes.
Okay, but I'm excited for that. I mean, I know it's technically out now, but
he gives me modern day Zac Efron vibes because he's just not afraid to do anything. Like he'll jump genres.
Jump verses.
I always think of jump verses. If you haven't watched our Spider-Man, Into the Spider-Verse, No Way Home.
It was the Hunger Games episode, the jump verses.
Oh, Hunger, where we were creating universes.
By the way, I want to do that again. Like, I need to do that again in some way, because that was the most fun I've ever had for prepping for an episode.
That was so fun. We also need to do, like, the dating profiles thing again.
Yeah, that was so fun.
And your faves, I love.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I love Nicholas Galitzine.
He gives me that vibe.
Yeah.
But that movie...
Because Cinderella, so he's done the musical, Tick. Yeah.
Oh,
and Idea of You, Tick, because that's singing, right?
Yeah. I'm so excited. And like Red, White and Royal Blue was just like a nice little rom-com.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love him. I actually really want to... I feel like we'd get on really well. I do. If I work with him, come in, babes.
Yeah.
I really want to. I don't know what else he's doing, but hopefully something in the UK.
What is...
Yeah.
Can you give like a brief rundown of what The Idea of You is about for people who don't know?
Okay, so I do believe it's based off of Harry Styles fan fiction.
Why are all the greatest movies...
Greatest?
Like, after.
I told you about it already. That's one thing. Oh, that wasn't even... Oh, sorry. So many thoughts. I had a whole conversation with myself in that time. I'll get to that. What was the original question? Literally.
I was just saying, like, so many fan fictions based off of Harry Styles, like, after.
Yeah.
Incredible series.
Yeah. Okay, so The Idea of You, that was cool.
Yeah.
Is basically, Nicholas Galitzine plays a guy in a band.
Yeah.
And the band is at Coachella.
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway plays a mother, whose daughter is obsessed with the band. And she takes them to Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
And also the daughter's like obsessed. Me with Zac Efron, if you watched our last episode.
Yeah.
I can imagine the dynamic of the daughter and him being me and Zac Efron. And then the mother ends up getting with him, falling in love with him. Which is snaky, by the way, because you're...
So snaky.
If Sharon had got with Zac Efron while I was in that phase, I would probably have put myself up for adoption.
Yeah, like I genuinely would never speak to her again.
How dare.
And the thing is, my mum would have that riz. Like, I know my mum would do
Your
that to me.
Your mum would defo do that. In a slay way.
She would 100% do that to me.
Because in their head, it's like, oh my God, it's like a 13-year-old. Like, you couldn't even if you could.
There's no competition there.
Yeah.
Genuinely zero. But like, with men, I don't know, men are different. Like you never know because they go for people, like women who are like 20 years younger than them also like 20 years older.
That's
so
true.
You technically do be having a chance, like, regardless.
Low-key.
Like, Chris Evans married a 26-year-old. He's 42.
Is your mum obsessed with... Was it your mum that's obsessed with Denzel Washington? Someone told me about Denzel Washington.
I don't remember having like conversations where she said she was obsessed, but she does love him like as an actor. But I don't know who my mum would be like obsessed with. She loves Leonardo DiCaprio. She'd be way too old for him now.
Valid.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's only because I heard some stuff recently and I can't say a word, but I will tell you after.
Your Patreon? No.
I will get blacklisted.
Okay, never mind.
I can't. Sorry, guys. Can't say a word.
But
yeah, that's valid. Like, but that's the story.
Yeah, she would defo. Like, my mom would do that for sure. Like, oh, you're just a child. Like, you'll grow up.
That is so real. Imagine having to live in a house with your literal celebrity love of your life crush and see him, her, them infatuated in love with your mother. Although I did watch a TikTok series about a girl who this, like, low-key happened to, but it wasn't a celebrity. Her husband was sleeping with her mum, and they had newborn twins. They had an affair, like, for literally, like, 6 months. Then she found out, she confronted them, she left the house, and her mum moved in. Genuinely real story. I'll find the TikTok. I feel so bad for her. She's thriving now. She's slaying with her little cute kids. But she filed for full custody, and she still has 50-50 custody with the dad.
The judge did not grant her full custody?
So her mother, because they've broken up now, the mother and her boyfriend, or her husband, obviously. But from while they're together, which would have meant her mother was a stepmom to her grandkids, and her kids would have had a stepmom that was her mom. So her mom would have been like her sister-in-law or something.
Yeah. What? How can a mom do that to a daughter?
And if her mom and her husband procreated and made their own children, then their children would be, what does that even make them?
Incest. That's what
your grandma is also your sister's, your brother or sister's mom. Like, what the fuck
does
that even make?
That's so weird.
Yeah, so bad. But it's
this
serious.
Is what I don't, like, human beings can actually be so unbelievably sick and twisted. Yeah. And we always say, like, oh, you don't judge people off of, like, their worst decisions or their worst mistakes or whatever. But I'm so sorry. Yeah. If you do something like that, that's the only thing I'm carrying with me about you for the rest of your life. Like, what do you mean you had an affair with your daughter's husband?
And she was still married to the daughter's dad. And he...
She was married herself? Like,
what
do you mean?
And they were together. And then she moved in with the son. And then the dad
and
was
what's
like...
What's the husband doing?
The dad was, like, on her side. And then after they broke up, the dad took her back. So now her parents are still back together, married.
One thing about men.
Yeah.
Men never fail to surprise me.
Never.
What is the husband of this woman doing getting with her mum? And then what is the mum's husband doing taking her back after she got with her daughter's... Like, what's going on here?
I don't know, but I'd watch the movie. Because I was thinking that would be a great movie.
I need it as a movie. Should we buy the rights?
Should we? Should I message her like, hey?
Hey. So sorry about this.
My profile however, for your trauma. You can be a producer. You can fund
executive.
It.
Executive. Give us the check. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, awful. I feel really, she's so cute. I feel so bad for her. But yeah, she seems like she's thriving now.
It's always like the most, like the sweetest, most innocent people who have just like horrible, horrible things happen to them. She didn't ask for any of that.
No.
God, I hate human beings sometimes. Mm. How can you be that? That's evil. That's not even really like bad. Idle behavior. That's genuinely evil.
No.
Great movie idea.
Yeah, really good.
Great, great movie idea.
But yeah, the idea of you, it's not too far moved, so I'm excited about that.
God. Anyway, guys, hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a bit random.
Sorry.
But sometimes you just need a little chat. Sometimes you just need a little chat, you know?
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening if you did. If you got to this point, make sure you sign up to our Patreon, guys.
Please.
We have, it's £1 a week extra. So much content going out on there, like a whole, like four episodes a month going out. And there's a group chat, we can chat over there, like there's so much going on. So yeah, we really appreciate the support.
Please.
But yeah, thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next time on Ascena.
Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.